back. And Bruce, we're back, and it's the new year. Happy New Year, 2017. And I got to tell you, I'm so impressed by the people that got their mild hyperbaric systems from Summit to Sea. One of my crowning joys was one of our cases, and we have these all the time. And his first name is Ken. Ken sleeps in his chamber. He bought it with a friend of his who actually had cancer. Unfortunately, the cancer patient didn't contact me, and he succumbed to his cancer. But Ken sleeps in it. He gets also EECP therapy. And by the way, we're going to bring on a national EECP company on regularly to talk about this, because you can get EECP therapy covered by your insurance, which is extracorporeal counterpulsation. The combination of our NutriMeds and mild hyperbaric oxygen, especially a diet that's ketogenic, is phenomenal for turning off autoimmune disease, for turning off inflammation, for fighting cancer, for stimulating stem cells to heal, because the most powerful stimulant to stem cells is mild hyperbaric oxygen. And, of course, if we combine that with things like our peptides, and I do a custom peptide pattern, so people contact me, they may not even need a stem cell transplant. If they just do the hyperbaric oxygen or supplements and the peptides that were developed by Dr. Cavinson at the St. Petersburg Academy of Sciences and the head of the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. But hyperbaric oxygen is an amazing, it literally is a oxygen panacea. Explain a bit why it's such a panacea, why it's so good for not only people but animals. If you love your pets, get them a pet chamber. In fact, we have a veterinarian got one for his pets to come to his veterinary clinic. Why is it such a panacea, Bruce?
Well, it is, because it's giving what the body needs. It's reducing inflammation. Inflammation is the cause of most, if not all, diseases. So it reduces inflammation, allowing the blood to flow more easily and allowing the blood plasma and the body fluids to carry oxygen to the cells that have been deprived for so many years.
The way
it can do this is by dissolving the oxygen into the body fluids.
Exactly.
Not how much oxygen. It's the fact that you're dissolving it, allowing it to get to the cells that need it.
Right. So in other words, it goes beyond the microcirculation. It goes a lot beyond the capillary bed. And the primary driver of most disease is tissue hypoxia, acidosis, and free radicals, which go together. So when you start oxygenating tissues with Henry's Law, you do several things. Once you increase oxygen, you also increase what's called the DNA signal-to-noise ratio. So now the DNA is communicating better. You're actually getting proper methylation of DNA to release stem cells and have cells talk so to the cell membrane, so the ion channels open up and you have the energy to actually get the ion minerals into the cell and turn on the DNA. You have stem cells now that actually know how to migrate in and have the energetics to actually start differentiating. So we see amazing results. For example, our guy Ken, when he contacted me last year, he had 15% heart function, and his cardiologist told him to get your affairs in order, you're going to be dead in 90 days. That's what they told him. Get your affairs in order, you're going to soon be dead. So he called me in a big panic, and I told him, I said, don't panic. I'll tell you what to do. We'll do. And, you know, to be honest with you, and this is disturbing to me, of the average person who has a really serious terminal illness, whether it's, you know, terminal heart failure or cancer, the percentage of people that follow 100% of my orders is a minority. Okay? It's like 20, 25%. Now, if you don't listen to my orders and follow them to the letter, and remember, it's still a work in progress because I'm learning, you're probably not going to make it. But this guy listened exactly. He took thousands of dollars of product every month, nutraceuticals. He got a hyperbaric chamber, but the way he did it, he went to the a clinic up in Northern California near Palm Desert. He got pulse magnetic field therapy, but the thing that really helped him was EECP therapy and mild hyperbarics. And he decided to get a chamber with his buddy who was dying of cancer, but unfortunately his cancer buddy didn't realize if they contacted Dr. Deagle, I would have put him on a ketogenic alkaline diet and our cancer nutraceuticals, probably got him lined up with a gene-based cancer clinic, either here in America or Germany, and he'd probably be still alive because half of the patients that go through chemo. Now, if you also had chemo or radiation and you've damaged your blood vessels, your nerves, your oral pharynx, or your brain, one of the ways to bring it back to normal function is hyperbaric oxygen. So if you've had a cardiac bypass operation to do heart surgery and, you know, do three or four, you know, arteriovenous grafts because you've blocked arteries, or you've had radiation or chemotherapy, chemo brain we call it, the treatment is our NutriMeds, but it's mild hyperbaric oxygen. And you can't second guess and say, well, I'll just bounce on a treadmill and we'll put an oxygen mask on. Not. I've actually had one functional medicine ophthalmologist tell me that that's what they do as a recommendation as an alternative to mild hyperbaric oxygen. I'm thinking, did you miss those classes in organic chemistry and physics? That without Henry's law, with the dissolution of oxygen under some pressure, you're not going to get it in, even if you have 12 liters per minute. It's not equivalent. And, you know, I like to ask questions like I did to this character yesterday, Johnny, from Revelation Radio, because he made various statements, and I'm thinking, his science doesn't hold water. Now, if you start trying to come against Dr. Deagle, who's a master of all kinds of science and mathematics, I'm going to rip you to shreds. And I'm not pleasant over it, because I don't like ignorance. I want people to learn. I want them to ask good questions. I want them to not believe, you know, heretical, stupid ideas. But mild hyperbaric oxygen is even the treatment for oxygen toxicity for 3-atmosphere oxygen. It's the treatment for the bends. It's the treatment for chemo brain, radiation brain. It's the treatment for people that have had microcirculation and they're going to get an amputation. It's the treatment for people that are dying of cancer and need to get into an alkalinized free radical state where the free radicals are gone and the tissue's oxygenated. You can't even get rid of pathogens if you don't have circulation to bring the antibiotic beyond the biofilm to kill off the pathogens in your organs. You can't. For example, vascular disease is infected biofilm, but if you can't circulate to that area of the biofilm to get the antipathogenics down there, whether it's NutriSilver, Nutridyne, Allicin Med, or NutriDefense and other nutraceuticals like high-dose Power C, if you can't perfuse to those tissues, you can't heal those tissues. So I want people to understand this. It's not optional when I tell you a recommendation to get mild hyperbaric oxygen on top of your NutriMeds. You better damn well do it, or you're not going to either ever heal completely, or you're going to continue to make progress, but it'll be very, very slow, and it'll be dramatically minimized. And I don't know why people think that they can second-guess Dr. Deagle, damn it. It just drives me nuts to think people think, for God's sake, that they know more than me. Why the hell do they do that? And you know a lot more, being an expert on mild hyperbaric oxygen, and it probably grieves you when somebody calls and then they don't call back and get a machine. It probably grieves you when you figure they probably didn't go to me or even my competitor, which gives you a very inferior machine you don't want to get in because it's claustrophobic, hot as hell, and dark and small, compared to your large, bright, ergonomically pleasant to be inside machines. I mean, Bruce, what do you think? I mean, does it drive you nuts on this issue? Because it drives me nuts, and I'm a bit angry. I want people out there to listen. If you're gonna call and get a free consult or email, and I tell you what to do, and I want to save your hide from chemo brain, radiation brain, or you know, the effect of going through these treatments so you can survive. Even if you do conventional chemotherapy, by the way, your chances of surviving on a ketogenic diet and our supplements and mild hyperbaric oxygen are dramatically better. Even if you're stupid enough to still take paint-by-numbers chemotherapy, you're more likely not to go into heart failure, more likely not to fry your brain, or end up frying terminal organs and developing new forms of cancer mother cells that are completely radiation and chemo-resistant. Bruce, what are your comments?
The hard thing is when someone's taking their time deciding, well, they're dying.
And yeah, they're dying. They're dying, and you're trying to rescue them, and you know, every day, every week, every hour.
Make a $4,000 mistake or save your life.
Just, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know what brand. I don't. I got to do some more research.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
You know, we have a 15-day return policy. We support our customers. We help them get it installed over the phone. We go all these lengths because we know
right.
It's going to help them. And I just, I moan when I think of someone in pain and cells dying millions at a time because
right.
They're not.
And by the way, you out there need to know, I'm a trained surgeon, intensivist, burn unit, and, you know, a medical doctor. Work in OCMED, military service, etc. And so I have the expertise to know that conventional chemo kills half the patients in the first 6 months because they can't tolerate it. I know the conventional cardiologists give a lot of drugs that are killing their patients because they don't correct perfusion. They don't even realize many of the things that they try to correct with drugs cannot be corrected with drugs. It has to be nutraceuticals and a lifestyle change and things like mild hyperbaric oxygen and things like EECP therapy. For example, if someone has angina and they're so far beyond, there's two alternatives that they can take, that they're so fragile that if you try to even do a bypass, they're going to die on the table. You have two options. One is to go to one of five centers in America that give them what's called an alligator heart, where they run a catheter up inside their heart and puncture about 400 or 500 holes and give them a gene modifier to actually grow microcirculation in their heart wall. And that's kind of touch and go, but they might survive it. And the other is real simple. Get in a hyperbaric chamber and then start doing EECP therapy along with their Nutrimeds, extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy, and get in the chamber at least an hour or two a day. What Ken is doing is sleeping there, and he's making recovery. He actually finished 100 days of working as a media consultant for a politician, doing a job that no even normal person could probably do. And this guy was given a sentence last year of 3 months. He's well beyond the 3 months. He's actually beyond what's called the death zone, where his other doctors have all said, that's it, you're done, man. Get your affairs in order. Now, you got a choice. You got to think, well, Dr. Digo's such a smart ass. He thinks he knows everything. Well, I know a hell of a lot more than you about this. And if you listen to me, I'll save your hide. In fact, if you do me an email consult, it's free. And if you want a phone consult, most of the time I won't charge unless you start sending me tons of records, which happens very rarely. If you start sending me tons of records, I'm going to charge for my time. But to be honest with you, most of the time, I consider this ministry, and I want you, if I'm going to put my time out and my effort out to tell you what to do so I can save your hide, at least you do three things. Number one, you'll follow my recommendations. Number two, you go to the right source. For example, if you get it at hyperbaric oxygen at Summit to Sea, you'll tell me that you did it there so I get my commission. And occasionally it doesn't happen where people just go all over the damn place. And number three, you'll give credit. You'll call into the show and tell other people so they'll listen and say, you mean he saved your hide? And you didn't die of chemo or therapy or radiation poisoning, or you had, you know, bypass brain, so your brain had little micro clots in it caused by the ECMO machine, and he actually got you feeling better and your brain is working again? Do you know how many people I get that have what we call ECMO brain, and their conventional doctor and cardiologist has no freaking clue how to reverse it? None. Zero. Nada. And I can reverse it all the time. Same with peripheral neuropathy. I had a gentleman yesterday I just talked to, and I've known this guy for years. I said, I'm an expert on reversing peripheral neuropathy. But one of the treatments you might need to use is mild hyperbaric oxygen. If you want to get better faster and more completely, you got to put some perfusion in there of oxygen in order for your stem cells to regenerate the peripheral myelin sheath and stop neuropathy from progressing. Now, I'm a little angry. So you people out there damn well are listening to me now, and I'm angry at you. Because when I tell you to do stuff, just like a parent that doesn't want you to get burned or have something stupid that'll hurt you or amputate a limb doing something dumb, you better damn well listen. So when I say it's not optional, when I say you need mild hyperbaric oxygen on top of our Nutrimeds, it's not like, oh, well, no, I don't need to do that. I'll probably get better anyway. Not. If you get something really, really bad, you're only going to get partially better, maybe. You might need to actually have the hyperbaric oxygen if you got something really, really bad, like let's say you had radiation to your head and neck as part of a treatment for cancer, which I have people all the time. Every week I get the most horrendous cases you can imagine in the world. And by the way, a lot of them aren't just patients. They're doctors. They're actually are victims of the system, and they don't want their colleagues to kill them or ruin their life and make them miserable. So they call me in a big panic, and they're all over the world. So Johannesburg, Beijing, Malaysia, Canada, here in America. And believe me, there's no shortage of stupidity. It's everywhere. You know, you can't just say it's just America. Are you kidding? We're probably, if anything, ahead of the curve in a lot of areas, but we have a lot of corrupt industry here, like, for example, paint-by-numbers chemotherapy, polypharmacy that doctors don't get taught functional medicine. If I had my way, they'd have to defend a medical PhD and take 2 years of functional medicine before they'd ever be a generalist, and they'd never specialize until they spent 5 years as a generalist doctor. They wouldn't get away with it. They'd actually know what a whole patient is. But I don't see that. What I see happening is knucklehead doctors who learn how to do a dozen or so procedures, who really don't understand anything other than their little area. If they're an ophthalmologist, they have no idea about the heart or the kidneys or anything else. They have no idea about the brain even. They're just an ophthalmologist. right? Just like an oncologist. They just know paint by numbers chemo, and this is what all our colleagues are doing. Or a cardiologist. They just know the bailiwick of their specific group of drugs or how to do a bypass procedure and how to make sure the patient doesn't croak on them in the operating room or in recovery, and they're just fine. People don't know that. They don't realize how stupid the system is, do they?
Yeah, and I've heard from several people that their surgeons call success the surgery was completed. Not that they're back to normal. The surgery was completed, so it was
No. The success is they didn't receive within 2 weeks of the surgery a legal notice from the patient's attorney or their family because they're dead or they had a horrible outcome. Mm-hmm. That's a success. They're not talking about the patient recovering or making a full recovery or back into a lifestyle that means that they are not miserable, you know. I like to use the term lifespan and death span. In America, with our current healthcare system, they increase the death span, but they shrink your lifespan. So if you're going to die at 72, you might be the last 28 years of your life are connected on multiple drugs, multiple procedures, and horrifying outcomes in a very miserable existence. That's what they consider success, because it's profitable. Now, by the way, with the current Obamacare, they're not even paying out the doctors because the deductibles are so high. Doctors' practices are closing. So part of the reason why Obamacare would blow up even if Hillary was there is the fact that they're not even keeping the hospital systems of the doctors getting paid so they can actually stay in practice and pay their malpractice. Here's smirking idiot Obama thinking he wants to have his heritage. I'm thinking, Obama, just shut up. If Trump fixes it, you can still get some credit for introducing the idea of national health care. But, you know, you're a screw-up. Just realize that we know you're a screw-up, but you're a great late-night TV host. You should never have been president. Never. You're a moron. And the fact is, he's a community organizer. Why would you expect him to be good at business or managing anything? He's good at yucking it up with Jay-Z and Beyonce. He's good at making funny jokes with Jimmy Fallon, late night, or Conan. He's good at making broad speeches to make people feel really good and fuzzy inside. It's like, you're a lying piece of crap. But you're a funny lying piece of crap, so people like him. They like him even though he's going out and he screwed up the country, including healthcare. But by the way, the doctors are gutless. They're part of the problem, too. I have colleagues that contact me and say, please don't teach me anymore because I can't stand the guilt. I'm thinking, you know what? Part of the problem is you gutless damn doctors and nurses out there, because if I talk to you and ask you questions about what you think you know and what you're doing to help your patients, you're full of it. Because if you actually stood up and told your supervisor of the hospital administration how you can make patients have less amputations or less death or faster recoveries, you'd probably lose your job or get delicensed or get removed from the hospital privileges committee. You know?
Yeah,
people say, Dr. Dingell, that's not true. I said, well, what's his name? The neurosurgeon we have on here periodically. And he had a master's in biochemistry before he went into neurosurgery. And he was just adding magnesium to the protocol so the pulse stop patients that had benign brain tumors removed wouldn't get intracranial hypertension and cone their brains through the foramen magnum and die. Because when you cone your foramen magnum, it's a quick way to say hello, Jesus. So if you get intracranial hypertension after a benign surgical procedure, you're dead. You die really fast. Now, totally preventable if you have magnesium, but his colleagues didn't like it because he has a higher success rate. So they were persecuting him. Right?
Right. Do it by the book, our book.
Do it by the book, our book. Same thing with workers' compensation. Doesn't matter if you send somebody back unfit for duty. Put them back near the same machines that screwed him up before, and he couldn't possibly do the job, but put him back and then he'll get re-injured and this time he'll be really screwed up. So I know firsthand, it's not open to your damned opinion out there, by the way, people. I've been there just like a military guy that's been in a firefight. It's not open to your damned opinion. It's just the way it is. Back in a minute.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Prices, means of leasing, the ease of getting these chambers, and also the service. As you say, you have a 15-day money-back guarantee. You provide great service. You provide easy repairs. By the way, your chambers are repairable. The other types of chambers that everybody else makes aren't repairable. You got to replace the whole damn thing. And I had mine repaired. One of the windows I had a problem after a couple of years, and you did a fantastic job of it. These chambers, by the way, are brighter, cooler, larger, more ergonomic than any other chambers in the market anywhere on the planet. And you ship everywhere on the in the world, too. I know we've had listeners that have purchased the chambers in Australia. Tell us about the different chambers, the ease of how to get either purchased one or to lease it.
Yes, our entry-level chamber, we upgraded to a full 26 inches in diameter, yet kept the price under $4,000. And it is just a wonderful chamber. Our mid-size chamber, the Dive, which is just beautiful. It's 33 inches in diameter. It has stress reliefs built into the chamber, so the zippers last longer. And it's larger than the biggest competitor out there, who's charging over $20,000 for the same product that we charge $7,500. And if you're military, $5,500. Just incredible pricing. And I just want to touch on the repair side of it. We
right.
build these chambers with modules. Picture a car that you have a flat tire, and the tire is welded onto the vehicle. And you have to take it to a shop with a cutter to get the wheel off to put a new tire on.
Right.
Just like a tire on a car, you have a bulkhead go, you unscrew it, screw the new one in, just like a light bulb. It is
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah, you've got a totally different manufacturing scheme that makes it much easier, more serviceable.
Oh, yeah.
Please continue.
And cheaper to service. So I just sent someone out a gauge. They needed a new gauge instead of them having to bring the chamber back in. It's just wonderful. And then the Grand Dive series, I wanted to set that apart. 42 inches in diameter for the standard horizontal unit. Vertical unit is 60 inches in diameter, and the Grand Dive Pro, which you can roll a gurney into, is 48 inches in diameter.
Wow.
These are small rooms. I've had conference rooms in the big executive offices, the company I work for, that are smaller than these. just great.
Yeah, it really, and by the way, because of the double safety, the double compressors, the safety valves that tell you what the pressure is inside, the ease of the zippers in and out of the chamber, ergonomics and everything is superior to every other chamber by a huge margin. There's not even competition. You really don't have competition at all, do you? Pricing is better, service is better, chambers are better, ergonomics are better, they're easy to get in. And by the way, you can't look at the chamber and get better, you got to get inside it.
Yeah, you know you're doing the right thing when a customer of ours said he called a competitor, and the competitor said Summit to Sea service is so bad, no one ever answers the phone and they don't return messages. And she laughed because she called me the first time on a Saturday, answered the phone, called me back the following Monday, answered the phone. So she did one of those little LOL laughing out loud.
Well,
so it makes me feel good that if the competition has to lie, I must be doing something right.
Do you know what I think? I'm going to use this term now from the media. I think you've been trumped. Which is bold-faced media lies about the fact that you and your company and your wife, the way you handle everything and the way you service and construct these, is superior in every way. Superior pricing, service, everything. And I tell people, and the reason why I get angry about this before is the percentage of people, when I tell them, besides our NutriMeds, which are superior to anything else in the marketplace, and the protocols which you give are customized and adjustable. So when people say, I'm not making progress, Dr. Deagle, contact me. I'll adjust the protocol. I'll add other technologies. I'll do other things. But this level two step after NutriMeds is almost always, for any serious health condition, mild hyperbaric oxygen. Because almost every disease state is hypoxic, acidosis with free radicals. Duh. That's the basis of all disease.
Yep, I use my hyperbaric chamber every day. When I put that litmus paper in, it comes out blue, not yellow like acidosis.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Bruce. Stay right there. We'll get you rebooked. We'll be back in a moment with Fareed in an hour three. Ryan is here tomorrow. Harley will be on a day early, and Tuesdays now from Berlin. He'll be here on Tuesdays, back in just a moment with Reed. So what day next?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back, and we're joined by Fareed. Welcome back, Fareed, and Happy New Year as well.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Bill.
Fareed, I'd like you to start off a little differently today. I want you to give what you can of a couple of testimonials of people or stories you've heard from other people that have actually taken CardioVasc.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we have guys that are telling us a lot about how it's helping them with their blood pressure. Uh-huh. And, sorry, what was that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so one of the things that you know, a common misperception is that blood pressure can be treated directly. If you improve your circulation and improve perfusion of your organs, blood pressure tends to just naturally drop. And so we've had great success with people who've tried other types of medications, other types of natural products, and have had good success with CardioVasc.
Right, and by the way, those other products are knockoffs to like Extendivite, Heart and Body, Strelitz Heart Drops, etc., that are trying to knock off and reproduce what we have in CardioVasc, and they can't, and they don't. And they don't have verification of every batch having the same high-pressure chromatography with the right components. Now, let's go through the seven components again. We talk about the fact we add other things to the CardioVasc formula to improve perfusion. For example, we use Supernox, we use beet juice powder, we use Gamma E+, which are tocotrienols, tocopherols. We use things like CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol and our propionyl L-carnitine. But the start and most important thing is perfusion. And again, if your blood vessels are working and the shearing force of your heart pulse makes them contract and produce a peristaltic wave like a snake eating a mouse, and there's a little wave of contraction with a pressure wave down it, 70% of your circulation in a healthy body comes from your vessels, not your heart. It's only when your vessels start to fail that your heart picks up a higher percentage. And then eventually, in the end stages, you get dilatory cardiomyopathy, and the heart valves don't even work anymore. The heart muscle thickens up and can't even perfuse itself. And eventually, you get cardiac arrhythmias and death. So people should realize hypertension is stage one on loss of perfusion and the failure of your vessels to their job. So the cardiovascular helps to get the vessels working again, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's go through the seven components.
Sure. So one of the key components is hawthorn. And incidentally, we use a European-grown hawthorn. Very important because it's actually a different genus. So even though hawthorn will grow in China, many companies are using that in their product to save money. The European hawthorn is what all the studies that have been done have been using. So.
Right, and they're also using the berry rather than leaf and flower. And the leaf and flower is what contains the biological cardiotonic molecules for the...
Correct.
So it's important to understand that you need the proper component or you're not going to get the effect. Next component?
We have the aged garlic.
Now, the aged garlic is going to two things. Kill off nanobacteria and block angiotensin-converting enzyme. Next.
We've got the cayenne.
Cayenne is a vasodilator, helps your nitric oxide generation. It works along with nitrates, which include the beet juice powder and Supernox, which contains a special product called actinose, so you don't end up with nitroproxy radical being generated, because if you just take a lot of L-arginine, etc., you may actually cause a surge of nitroproxy radical in your joints and blood vessel walls, so you don't want that. So our combinations work well. Next.
Yeah, so we've got the bilberry.
Bilberry is a most dialyzable small antioxidant, so it goes to deep organs, blood vessel walls, eyes and brain, etc. Next component?
Ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo is, of course, a vasodilator. It also works on the microcirculation and reduces blood viscosity. So reducing blood viscosity is a very important thing. Other blood viscosity augmenters that we add to this are omega fatty acids, omega supreme, omega supreme pro, which we're going to launch shortly, omega krill with astaxanthin, and of course the use of cod liver liquid, which contains vitamin A, D, E, and K, lowers cholesterol, and actually the CoQ10 coats little fat globules floating through your blood vessel walls, as well as the gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols, so they don't form inflammatory plaque to hit your artery walls. So all these things help to prevent plaque from formation, and they keep your blood vessels healthy. So next component?
We've got the valerian.
Valerian balances your autonomic nervous system. People that get stressed and their body is perceived to be malperfused, you get an increase in sympathetic activity, which increases stress hormones that actually cause free radicals to the blood vessel walls, and this helps to block that.
Yep. And then we've got the milk thistle.
Now, of course, most people don't realize in the 20th century we had the rise of persistent organic compounds. The persistent organic compounds in the environment, whether it's chlorinated water for forming chloramines, persistent pesticides like bisphenol A, plasticizing agents, etc., they all damage the endothelial lining. And when you damage the endothelial lining, you form plaque.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So here's the situation. You start off with cardiovascular. For a small woman, let's say an elderly woman, say under 100 pounds, one capsule or 15 drops. For an average-sized man, two capsules or 30 drops. For a large man, three capsules or 45 drops. And you're talking about a big guy over 300 pounds. You know, a big guy over 6 foot, you know, two or three or four. You're going to need a higher dose. Or a person with more persistent, higher, you know, really severe blood pressure problems. And then, of course, we add other things to that. And I'm just going to, today I'm going to add things to explain how, if you're going to stop Raynaud's phenomena, you want to increase things to block your autonomic nervous system. So you use Calm Mind and Brain Mag. You use things to stop peroxynitrate. You're going to take the gamma tocopherol, at least two soft gels twice a day. You're going to take things like CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol. I recommend both because the CoQ10 is the immediate spark form and the reserve form your body will use to convert back to CoQ10 in their target tissues and across the blood-brain barrier into your eyes as a water-soluble form. You also want to take carnitine. We have the propionyl-L carnitine. You want to take things to reduce blood viscosity if your viscosity is high, if it shows up in a QRMA or a rheologic blood viscosity test. Besides the ginkgo biloba in the cardiovascular, you want to add natokinase, a capsule three times a day, or if you need to, we bump it up to lumbrokinase. And it's important to take omega fatty acids because that reduces blood viscosity dramatically and switch to a non-inflammatory fatty acid diet. So in other words, more fish, red meat only once a month. If you're going to have red meat, make sure it's grass-fed beef because if it's, as it says in the Bible, if it chews the cud, it's going to have fatty acids the same as salmon. It's only in the 20th century we decided to feed grains to cattle and make them make inflammatory fatty acids. Before that, it never happened because the fatty acid concentration was not inflammatory. So the combination of toxic chemicals, we add other things to detoxify you. Life support, detoxification, semethyl to get lower homocysteine. And the best way to tell if you've got a homocysteine problem, Dr. Kilmer McCauley, cardiologist, PhD genius, figured that maple syrup urine disease in children that causes heart disease in 10 and 12-year-old boys might cause problems in adults, and he actually measured homocysteine and discovered that the vast majority of people with heart disease, they're burning their artery walls, including their aorta, which causes aortic aneurysm. In fact, almost all people with aortic aneurysm are ballooning artery or, if you want to call it, in your head or anywhere else, is the artery is being burnt by homocysteine. So you need S-adenosyl methionine. You need things to strengthen the blood vessel wall, like collagen max that triples the rate of proline transhydroxylase. You may need the procollagen from Her Majesty's Royal Jelly. You may need things to help to stimulate the stem cells, and we have stem cell peptides for blood vessels and for the heart as well. And those are specific peptides that I get from the European Academy of Sciences that work on stimulating your own stem cells to differentiate and regenerate those organs. You may need mild hyperbaric oxygen or other nutrients as well. But the center post, if you want to call it, of regenerating your circulation is cardiovascular, the center post. So you can't get away from it that you're going to need cardiovascular plus other stuff. And when you do take these things, you're going to be able to do a test. We have a new machine I just posted up over the weekend called a BioCuff. And BioCuff, I sell for $300 with my supervision. It will measure your stiffness of your blood vessels. So if your blood vessels are stiff and show so many little teardrops on it showing how stiff it is, you got to get that down or you're going to end up with a serious cardiac complication. Now, you could further validate that by doing an endopat or endothelial cardiac test with a cardiologist. It's a non-invasive test. They put a cuff on you, block your arteries for a few minutes, then release it and see if you get a rebound in blood flow or in temperature. And those tests are done now by cardiologists across the country and outside the country in Europe and elsewhere. It was originally developed, the research was done at Technion University Research Center in Israel. It's validated that it's actually scientifically valid that if your vessels are not working, they're going to be stiff, non-responsive, and non-peristaltic. And these tests now will show you if you're doing that. Now, you can also measure with our Berkeley test strips. And the test strips I have available at our Amazon Nutramedical store. And the Berkeley test strips, you just go to the link on our site and you can actually purchase those and test your nitric oxide. But I tell people you need to know what your blood viscosity is, and you can do that with a QRMA or rheologic blood test. If you email me, I'll email you the link to get your doctor to fire a blood tube off. And if you know what your markers are, including the best way is a lipid electrophoresis, better than NMR spectroscopy of your lipids. So you want to look at not only VLDL3, but small particle HDL. Small particle HDL is actually more dangerous than even VLDL3. But do you think most doctors know that? Of course not. They don't do research on the cause of disease. Do they measure levels of peroxynitrate in the blood? Do they measure T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acid, or 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol? Do they measure 8-hydroxy-2-parmdeoxyguanosine, which is the pyrimidine radical of your DNA, to see if you're getting oxidative stress that's burning the hell out of the arteries in your brain? Of course not. They don't know any of this biochemistry, but Dr. Deagle does. And I'll teach them, and I'll provide you with the tests so you can validate it. So, I tell people, and I challenge them all the time, and I beg people out there, ask me a question, challenge me, try to stump the doc. Stump Deagle. Try to prove that I'm just a knucklehead and just a big mouth. Prove it. I dare you. And I will tell you and your doctor what valid tests or imaging study, like a high-speed CT scan with calcium score, or a CT scan of your heart to look for perfusion, or a rheologic blood viscosity test. I had a viscometer in my office with dual lasers to actually measure blood viscosity, and I was doing subspecialist consults for even subspecialists in cardiology and hematology, because I work with a national cardiologist doing work on rheologic blood viscosity, because I was going to find the cause, like I did, told my one of my cardiology buddies back in 97 when I worked a locum at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, Dr. Roger Danley. When my father died at IDL 8 at 67 of a heart attack, I said I was going to find the cause of heart disease, and I have. I can tell you precisely why people die of heart attacks. Not just a variance or this or that, but more advanced tests that your own cardiologist can do. And in fact, I can give you the link, and you can find a cardiologist in your town or city that can do an endopathy or endothelitis. But you can now order a BioCuff. And every day you can see if your blood pressure is okay and if your blood vessels are stiff or not. Pretty cool, isn't it?
It is.
So when people say, Dr. Deagle, my doctor knows this stuff, fat chance on that. The chances of that are the chances of your surviving personal immolation with live gasoline all over your body. The chances of your cardiologist knowing this and putting it into implementation without getting his colleagues all pissed off at him. I mean, we talked about our neurosurgery buddy that just added magnesium to the neurointensive care unit protocol to stop postoperative intracranial hypertension. He got in trouble. I was responsible for bringing in one of the first doctors in the world, magnesium to the ACLS protocol in 1978. Because I got tired of trying to resuscitate people while a resident in family internal medicine, and finding they weren't responding to my zapping the hell out of their chest with many joules of electricity. So I went back to the library, because I'm an insomniac, and I read the literature, and I found Texas A&M University found that heart ligation studies in dog hearts at Texas A&M, that their hearts were depleted of magnesium. Now, so I pull things apart, and I don't mind feeling ignorant or stupid, because that's where we all start off, ignorant and stupid, and I feel like 2 or 5 years from now, I'll know a lot more than I did today, because I'm going to still ask more questions and question even what I think I know today. Now, my colleagues and your general public out there haven't even started asking questions. There's 3 reasons why they don't. Number one, they don't have the inquisitive nature. Number two, they're afraid to ask because it'll get them in trouble with their colleagues. Number three, if they get better survival rates, or if they get a more negative survival rate, which they can obviously correct, they're afraid that if they start cutting drugs, they're going to get in trouble with the state licensing authority, which, by the way, they had somebody waltz into my office in 2003 and said, Dr. Deagle, you're not providing our prescription Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor, HMD Cori reductase inhibitor, or our competitors. And they challenged me and then threw a 50-page report in my desk and said, look at these piegrams, histograms, and so on. I said, how did you get this data? We used your DEA number, my drug enforcement number. Damn it. Damn it, Billy. That's my nickname when I was a kid. What do you think I thought when a drug rep's throwing this down and saying how I thought I was nice because they give me toys and free drug samples, etc., and throws a report down that they're thinking of contacting the state licensing authority because I'm not prescribing their drug or their competitor? Do you think Dr. Deagle was in a good mood or a bad mood? What do you think?
I'm not sure, Dr. Deagle. I think
you can be very damn sure it was a pretty bad mood. In fact, I told a rep that I said, have you ever seen the movie or read the book Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? I said, Dr. Jekyll's here, but Mr. Hyde is starting to show up. And I said, you know, the hair is not growing in the palm of my hands yet. My teeth and fangs aren't coming out. But I'm feeling like I'm going to bust the seams of my jacket here shortly. You're not going to want to see this. I said, you might want to get out of the office before the transformation happens. And she looked at me like, you're pretty funny, but you're scary too. I said, you don't want to see the scary part. I said, whose practice is it? Now, you might think this is an anomaly. You have to understand, the medical profession is, number one, gutless. They are. I know this is a fact. Number two, they're evil because they don't mind a body count, including injury of people or premature death. Number three, they're piss poor scientists because if you ask the right questions, you realize just how damn ignorant we are. And when you start analyzing with tests that can be done, like our endopath or endothelix now that came out of Technion, and you can do your own BioCuff at home, and I can send you a link so your doctor can order a tube of blood and send it off to a rheologic blood viscosity test they can measure with dual lasers exactly how viscous your blood is. There's no doubt about why you're developing heart disease or going to end up with heart failure or death. It's just a matter of how soon are you going to croak? How soon are you going to get such poor perfusion, like a diabetic, you're going to end up with an auto amputation or gas gangrene? Right? I talked to a rep of a big hospital corporation. They told me, their regional manager told them, don't put this program in place. It'll save lots of lives and limbs, but it's bad for business. Believe it or not.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. MLK Day, we do have our staff here. They came in, believe it or not. I can't believe them. These guys are good. I mean, Missy and Chris, and they're getting everything ready with their new computers and so on. You want to order cardiovascular. Do your heart a favor. Do your friends' hearts a favor, your relatives that you want to have stay around. Because the thing that's going to more likely take them out quicker than spit is a cardiovascular illness. Deep vein thrombosis, stroke, heart attack, heart failure, You name it, vascular disease is the best way to exit planet Earth. If you don't want to exit or have your relatives exit, start them off on cardiovascular. Have them get a rheologic test done. Get a BioCuff. Test your blood stiffness of your blood vessel arteries. Call me or email me and say, hey, doc, I got stiff arteries, and I'll send you the link to get a test to look at your response to your blood vessels and nitric oxide pathways. You can get the Berkeley test strips. You can get a EndoPad or Endothelix test, two competing technologies coming out of Technion in Israel. And you can determine whether or not you fixed a problem. Now, if you don't fix the problem and just go to your knucklehead, this is the only way we treat it, either naturopath, medical doctor giving you toxic polypharmacy, you're going to get side effects, symptoms, and disease that's going to make your exit from planet Earth kind of painful and awful. So, listen up. Now, you're on 6 or 5 drugs. We can taper that back to 1 or 2. In fact, some of these drugs you can't stop quickly. Beta blockers, central acting alpha blockers like clonidine. You stop these drugs, you're going to die really fast. You got to taper them really slowly. And drugs like HMG cortisone reductase inhibitors, don't ever take them. Calcium channel blockers, don't ever take them. ACE inhibitors, ACE receptor blockers, kind of okay. Better on the ACE receptor blocker. Diuretics are okay, but you better replace your electrolytes with their potassium magnesium citrate and their magnesium glycinate malate. And for your brain, magnesium L-threonate with brain mag. And if you don't replace your electrolytes, you're going to have a miserable time with lots of cramps, fatigue, and shaking and so on. It's not going to be funny. So start off with cardiovascular. So we've seen people get better with blocked arteries opening up, bypasses, not needing to go beyond their stents they already have, so you do a full bypass. Circulation to the brain improving. We have people who say, my memory's better, doc. What did you do to my brain? We actually delivered oxygen to those astrocytes and the areas of the hippocampus so you can actually think again. Why is my liver detoxing? My liver enzymes are getting better because we're perfusing your liver, so it's removing toxins from itself. Why are my feet and hands warmer? Because we're perfusing them. Why can I now have an erection? Because you now have blood flow down there. So first stage, for example, of restoring male function, not only is hormones, but circulation and perfusion. Cardiovascular, Supernox, we even have a package for Men's Max and Hormone Synergy all put together. So if you want to correct erectile dysfunction, the first step is cardiovascular for 2017. Perfusion is king, and the crown is cardiovascular. Thank you for reading. We'll be back in a moment with hour number 3. Your questions are welcome. 800-313-9443. Wellness only this hour. Topics coming up, our first one tomorrow. Harley Schlanger from Berlin.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.